want to know how many hours you are currently working and trying to balance family life.
Are you struggling with your work-life balance?
No, I think I need to work more.
Respect, okay.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Well, I just want to know how many hours you are currently working and trying to balance family life.
Are you struggling with your work-life balance?
No, I think I need to work more.
Respect, okay. Logic, I'm gonna throw this at you first.
You really do need balance. Work as hard as you can, but when it affects the person you love, when it truly, in any type of negative way, that's when you just need to sit down and say, all right, how are we gonna do this? And you guys schedule it out together. And you say, these days are ours, or this dinner is ours, or these 3 hours on Sunday is ours, and this is mine, and that's yours, and this is us together, and this is work, so.
Ryan, I think Logic's got it right. It comes down to communication, right? And the truth is, some weeks, some months, some years, it goes perfect, and other times, it's a real struggle, right? But you've also gotta look at circumstances, right? So much of, I don't know if you caught this part, but so much of what makes Logic is the scenario of the house he grew up in. I grew up in an immigrant household where my dad left before I woke up and went home and got home after I went to sleep. My dad and I slept in the same exact place for the first 17 years of my life. This is true, by the way. I never went to sleepaway camp. Like, we basically, outside of a couple sleepovers that I had, slept in the same home every night and I barely saw him. It's not foreign that I'm away and traveling 50, 100, 150 days a year, whereas other people, if you ate dinner with mom and dad every night and your dad was home at 5:30, like, and then you go marry somebody who's traveling 180 days a week, that's foreign. So you've got to communicate, you've got to understand the context of where everybody comes from. When I hear you say you think you've got to work more, that's a whole different question. That's not about work-life balance. That is, are you doing the thing you want to do? Are you hungry?
Personal
are
happiness.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, personal happiness is really fascinating because the truth is, Ryan, the biggest thing that, you know, if you're watching me, the one thing I'm scared of is, you know, not everybody has to buy the New York Jets. Right? Like, I'm trying to buy the Jets, and I mean it. So I am gonna, like, bleed out of my eyeballs for the rest of my life. But not everybody has to do that, so I think it's imperative that you figure out, you don't necessarily have to work more unless you want to achieve a lot more and want to be happier with the day, you know, what you're doing day in and day out.
I say that I sleep 6, 7, and 8 hours, and that nobody should do anything that doesn't make them happy, and that making $47,000 a year and being happy is amazing, and yet people want to make me the poster child of overworking and burning yourself out. I get it. I understand what happens once you hit a certain tier. I also understand that maybe I could have done a better job earlier in the process of my career in creating clarification. Thus, I'm okay with getting link baited into some of these conversations. But listen, I believe in work-life balance. I just think my work-life balance is different than yours. I also think that happiness needs to be thought about. And like, when you love what you do, like, this is my hobby.
You also have to know what you want, right?
Correct.
If you want to be a billionaire, you're not gonna do it
by sleeping
all day.
Let me say it one more time, because I've gotta clarify it all the fucking time. I'll say it for the 9,000th fucking time. The pursuit of trying to buy the New York Jets is my passion. Because it allows me to play the game that I love. I love being a businessman the way a lot of you love playing football, the way a lot of you love to ski, the way a lot of you love to read, the way a lot of you love to cook, watch Netflix, hang out with your friends. If given the option, besides garage sailing and watching the Jets professionally, forget about family, that's on a pedestal that nothing can touch. Outside of spending time with my inner family and closest friends, and outside of garage selling and watching the Jets, there's nothing I'd rather do than work a 15-hour day.
You're self-aware, you know you.
And I always have. This is why I shoveled snow and did lemonade, and I washed fucking cars as a 7-year-old all day long on August 9th, because it's what I like. And I'm not gonna judge somebody who wants to work 9 to 5, be on 13 fucking softball teams and play fucking video games all day and make 42K a year. If she and he are pumped as fuck, they're equal to me, because I know a bunch of miserable fucking billionaires and I know a lot of fucking happy 55K a years and everything in between. So here's my thing. If you listen carefully, I'm only spitting two core things. You be self-aware and you make yourself happy. And don't let anything other variables, you adjust to macro variables. And two, this is what makes me happy. A lot of people are spitting their ideology on other people, especially after they've already accomplished something.
So exciting. Hi, Gary.
Hey.
Okay, so my question is, my husband and I recently started our own real estate brokerage in Southern California.
Love it.
And before this, though, I was a full-time mom at home with the girls.
Very nice.
So I find myself now having to split my time part-time at work, part-time with the girls.
Super hard.
What would you recommend for me to do while I'm at home half of the week?
Meaning from your brand. Got it. I think it's producing content. I think it's following up with leads. I think it's a lot of hand-to-hand combat that you can do through your phone. Your phone is your, you know, ecosystem. And so, first of all, when the kids are around, like now, you need to be focusing on them. That's why you decided to do it. But in every nook and cranny where there's downtime, you whip out your phone and you start creating content, distributing content, DMing people, like I talked about in episode 130, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I would say. Here's what I would say. You're looking for tactics, let's level it up to religion. What you wanna do is first not judge yourself between, you know, was today a good day or a bad day, take it to macro, right? And then and then the tactics are creating content, engaging with people, it could be very not sexy and not branding, what happened during the week where you guys are talking, like following up with people that you sold homes to, like just good old fashioned thank you economy work. Did you read the thank you economy?
I read all four of your books.
Good. Reread the thank you economy. That's the first thing I would do. Like literally hang up, start the process over a week and every minute to reread it. It's that kind of work because I think when you're home, you could be doing a lot of farming and reinforcing the stuff that you created from the hunting during the rest of the week.
Perfect. I just re-listened to the thank you economy 2 weeks ago.
Good.
So question about content though from home. There's two parts to our business, recruiting agents and then servicing our agents to help them get more real estate business
service,
for homeowners.
When you're home, service your agents 24/7, 365. That's farming.
Okay.
Period.
Perfect.
No hunting. No looking for new agents when you're home. Because what I like about that is, first of all, the kids could have a moment pop up when you're hunting. It's a lot better to be disrupted when you're farming than when you're hunting because the farming is all added value. I would be calling these individuals. I would be checking up on them. This is an amazing opportunity to farm.
Maybe like 15-minute FaceTime meetings with my agents and stuff like that.
3-minute. Like what? Look what I'm doing with you. Like I tell people all the time, don't ask me for the details, watch my actions. I had 15 minutes of downtime right now, bang out an Ask Gary Vee show. I just gave you 3 minutes of value, let's move on.
How does one balance family life, two small businesses, and a full-time job?
By not judging themselves.
Oh, love that. Can we go deeper into that? How does that look?
Easy. There is no such thing as work-life balance, every family is different. There is no such thing called balance. You're the judge and the jury, just like a medium-sized business or a small business. We do these things to make ourselves upset. We have to stop. How do you balance it? By trying. You try. You try to go to the recital. You try to go to the parent-teacher conference. You try to run your business. You try.
And if you try your hardest and can't do it, you should not judge yourself.
What is can't? What's can't do it? What does that even fucking mean? You missed a baseball game? Come on. The kids can have you miss a fucking baseball game. It's true. It's true. Every single person here has 9,700 things they can think of that their parents fucked up and they still love them. And oh, by the way, forgot 8 trillion things their parents did that was fucked up. We are in some crazy fucking dynamic of like overanalyzing everything so fucking much with a layer of cynicism that is making everybody go fucking crazy. If you are a good person and you're trying, truly trying and not trying to hurt anybody, you're fucking phenomenal. Enough.
How do we eliminate that outside noise? Sometimes, you know, you walk
by not fucking caring about other people's opinions once and fucking for all. High school is fucking over. Stop playing in it. It's over. You left. You're not in fucking high school. You are, I know. But everybody else, stop. It's over. What? Who? Your mom? Tell your mom to go fuck herself. She fucked up too. What? Your spouse? Like, what? Who? What? Fucking just living for other people's judgment. Everybody else sucks shit too.
Now, if you're going to tell your mom that, how do you have the courage to have that kind of conversation with her?
Because you don't say it the way I'm saying it. You say it a different way. You say, Mom, I appreciate your opinion of how I'm being a father. How about the time you did this? That shuts them up real fast.
Thank you so much for listening all the way through. I just want to remind you to please drop your comments / any feedback or questions you have for Gary in the Spotify comment section down below. But if you're listening on other platforms, you can tweet Gary at Gary V your thoughts, questions, comments, and anything in between. And we'll see you in the next one.